Test. Peter Piper picked a peck of Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers Hey everyone, hope you're having a great day. You've tuned into ITCAT, your information and technology guru girl, for another video in our series about online safety. I hope you've got a hot water bottle and a glass of orange juice, because we're going to be talking about viruses today. Before we get into it, let me give you the same reminder as always. Don't try anything you're about to see on a computer that you want to keep, okay? The computer I'm working on today is an old junker laptop that isn't connected to my network, and I only use this for the show. We're going to be opening a whole lot of dodgy emails from Nigerian princes today who have $1 million they need to send us for reasons, so if you want to play along at home, that's fine, but you're going to end up with a computer that may burst into flames if you take it into a church, okay? Alright, let's start email. Unlike some of the dangerous web pages out there, email is a vulnerability that you don't have to go out and look for, it'll come straight to your door. Usually dressed up as something official, like a bill from the gas or electric company, an email from PayPal about your account, or like eBay asking you to confirm your details. Scammers love this because they can shoot out 1,000 of these emails every day to random email addresses at no cost to themselves, and all they need is one clueless sucker to click on a link that they include in the email, and boom, that's an infinite return on investment. Normally, these are pretty easy to spot. Your gas company isn't going to have a Gmail account, they aren't going to send you a URL that doesn't directly link to their own homepage, and if you're ever in doubt, you can just call them and confirm. Now, let's go ahead and open one of these and take a look anyways, just so you can see what you're on the lookout for. Now, obviously, this link is dirty as F, yeah? It's taking me to a page that isn't connected to the company, and it looks like it was made by a 5-year-old. Oh, you see that? That pop-up that appeared and then vanished? That's a big red flag. Sure, sometimes a company will have ads pop up in a new window, but that window opening and then closing like that either means that our malware software has detected that it's bad and closed it, or it's already done its sinful business to our poor little computer and gone on its merry way. Either way, this whole thing rings alarm bells. Sometimes little links and sites like this will ask you for your password or your details. If you've fallen for it and given them out, the best thing you can do is change them straight away by calling the company directly. Most of these spammers won't be checking their traps 24/7, so you should have more than enough time if you jump on it straight away. What you don't want to do is change it by using the same computer, because if you've ended up with a keylogger, you're basically just giving them new information as well. In our case here today, we're going to leave it as it is, because I'll be showing you the best ways to clean all of this malware at the end of the video. First though, let's look at some more insidious kind of emails, ones that look like they could be from people you know. This is a perfect example. An email with a familiar email address, but the subject line is a little strange. We've got this warning here telling us there's suspicious content in this email. But, hey, we're thinking, this is someone I know, it's probably safe. Well, that's where the trap is. There's no way to know if your friend or family member has had their email account hijacked by someone. Maybe they've already fallen for a similar scam, and now the scammer is using their account to send out more of these dangerous emails to everyone on their contact list. Now, we've already gotten a lot of warning flags, but here's the biggest one. The email just tells us to open this attachment and nothing else. The person doesn't even use my name like a friend or family member would. It all stinks. But for the sake of the video, let's go ahead and open it up. It looks like a video file, but that just might be how the malware is hidden. I'm going to pause the screen capture here and keep the camera focused on me for a second, just in case there's anything a little blue included in this video file. A common method of getting people to open files is to send them things they might feel compelled to watch, either because they just like adult movies, or because of some sort of morbid fascination. I'll spare you guys whatever is on the video, but I'll be sure to describe it and tell you whatever I can find in the attachment that might be doing the computer harm. Or my poor innocent eyes. Oh, okay, so this looks like it's just a video file. It's a video of a spiral that's Wow, 3.5 hours long? Yikes. I love concentric circles as much as the next girl, but that might be a little more than I'm willing to commit to. Okay, well, we might as well close the video to check to see if it's done any harm to the computer. Video files like this carry a little harmful programs buried in them, especially files like this that, in theory, should... In theory, should be pretty small, but the file size is unusually large. You know, this is actually like a really nice pattern. It's a pretty spiral, simple, easy to look into. It just goes down and down forever. I feel like I can stare at the center and never see the bottom. It just seems to go on and on, on and on. It feels nice. Really relaxing. It actually feels really good. I can feel all my muscles just relaxing. I can feel my thoughts slowing right down, like I'm getting ready to close my eyes and just drift off to sleep. But I don't want to. I really, really just want to keep staring into the spiral. It's so beautiful. So deep. I can feel it pulling me down with it. What is this? No. No, that's enough. That's enough staring into the spiral. This is wrong. Something's wrong. This feels too good. I need to stop this. I need to look away. I need to stop the video. I can't look away. Oh God, I can't stop watching. My eyes are locked on the damn thing, just staring into it. Staring into the spiral. Oh. I've got to fight this. I've got to look away. I can feel it inside of me. It's in my head, making me feel weak, making me feel good. Oh God, It feels so good, but I can't give in. I can feel it making my mind all fuzzy. Feels so nice. All those thoughts slipping away. The more my thoughts slip away, the more I can feel my body. The better I feel, the less I think. The better I feel, the less I think. Fuck, no. No, please. I can't stop. Oh, I can't fight it. It feels so good. Oh, fuck, it's making me wet. Just thinking about giving in is making me ache so much. I just want to give in so badly. I just want to stare into the spiral. I just want to be a good girl and let go. The better I feel, the less I... No, I can't. I want to so badly, but I can't. I can feel my thoughts all draining away, leaking out between my legs. Fuck. I've got to get myself under control. I've got to fight it. I need to touch myself a little. Just a little. I can just touch my breasts and just rub my pussy a little bit just to get some control back. Then I can think straight. And then I can stop this. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's it. Oh, yeah, my breasts feel so sensitive. I just need to roll them and squeeze them. Yes, I can feel it working. Yes. Yeah, my mind's clearing. So clear. So empty. I feel so empty. Fuck. The better I feel, the... Oh, God. My nipples are so hard. When I pinch them, I can feel them tingle. It's like they're connected to my clit. I tug them and it twitches. Oh, fuck. I'm being so rough. Oh, fuck. My pussy is throbbing. I just need to touch it. I need to stare into the spiral and touch myself. I need to feel good. The better I feel, the less I think, the better, the better. I can't think. I can't resist. I have to come. I have to come my mind away. I want to be a fuck toy. I don't want to think. I just want to be fucked. I just want to come over and over. The better I feel, the less I think. The better I feel, the less I think. The better I feel, the less I think. Fuck. Fuck. I'm so wet. Oh, I'm so empty. My head, my pussy, empty. Oh, fuck. It feels so good. Fuck, yes. The better I feel, the less I think. The better I feel, the less I think. The less I think. Fuck yes, please. Yes. The better I feel. The less I think. The better I feel. Yes. Fuck, please. Please make me come. Make me come myself away. The better I feel, the less I think, please. Better I feel, the less I think. The better I feel, the less I think. The better I feel, the less I think. The better I feel, the less I think. Please, the better I feel, the less I think. The better I feel, the less I think. Fuck, please. The better I feel, the less I think. The better I feel, the less I think. Fuck. Fuck. The better. Oh, fuck. I watched your video. I'm ready for you. Please come fuck me, master.